WTTS on demand.
I'm Brad Holtz, backstage at Bonnaroo on 92.3 WTTS, and we're talking with a newcomer we featured on Over Easy the last couple of months, and very excited about Michael Kiwanuka. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, your history, and just what brought you here in 2012 to Bonnaroo and your life at this point.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. I mean, pretty mad at me 3 years ago when I thought someone told me I'd be able to play at Bonnaroo, you know, or even be in America, I'd have loved them back home, you know. So basically just about 3 years ago, did my first kind of gig, doing my own songs, really loved it, really encouraged me to keep going, so I thought I'd stick at it, you know, did some demos, kept demoing, kept doing little gigs, and, you know, one thing led to another, and somehow managed to get a record done, and managed to get a record deal, and get some funding to travel and tour, and we've ended up here.
Now, your background, if I have read this right, your parents were from Uganda,
mm-hmm.
and they got out of Uganda.
Yes.
Went to London, and that's where you were born, correct?
Perfect, yeah, that's it.
And talk about your early life in music. What really got you interested and got you going from an early age?
Well, I kind of got into music really properly in secondary school, so about 12, 13 years old. So there was a lot of bands in school, a lot of guitar players, and I saw a band playing assembly, which is what we had every like few days after lunchtime. And they came in, it changed, the seats were facing the other way to the stage, and there was a band performed like three songs. I was about 12 and never seen live guitar, and it really took me. So I asked my mum if I could get a guitar, and I started lessons and got an electric guitar, and then started buying CDs and just borrowing CDs off friends, listening to bands that were around at the time, from like The Strokes to Kings of Leon to like Offspring to all that stuff.
Just the bug had bit you, and
yeah,
you were in.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in, and then found, you know, folk music, soul music, anything I could put my hand on, Jimi Hendrix to like Dylan, you know, to anything I'd check out, and pretty much haven't looked back since.
You know, one of the big comparisons I'm sure you're hearing a lot, and we hear it too, Bill Withers.
Yes.
And was there any association with Bill Withers' drummer with you?
Yeah. I did some sessions with him. So
okay.
There's a few songs recorded. I don't know if it will be on like the English version of the album, but there's a few songs. I don't know how it works, but there's a few songs. There's like a deluxe issue, and there's some sessions of some of the songs that are on the album and some other ones, where James Gadson, who's the drummer, came and played, you know, so that was pretty exciting.
Now, you just wrapped up your first performance at Bonnaroo on one of those stages out in one of those fields. And
yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, it was really cool, man. I was, I must admit, a little nervous.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, it's a prestigious festival. And,
sure.
And first on in the day, so, you know, you don't even know if people are going to be there. And I haven't done too many festivals, so I haven't done too many outside gigs. So we had a rehearsal yesterday and changed the set a bit, put some different songs in, and just thought, here we go, and see how it goes. But it went really well, you know, so and people were so lovely.
As a performer, do you approach a big outdoor event any differently than you would perhaps a club gig or something smaller indoors?
A little bit differently, yeah. So, you know, I still want to be myself, but you just think about keeping... You're getting your music across in open air. I mean, we're in a tent, and even that makes it a bit easier than just a wide open space. But yeah, you definitely kind of cater for a festival set and then
sure.
like a gig. But festival sets are always, if they go well, they're the funnest, I think.
Well, you know, we've seen a lot of new performers come here over the last 11 years and really make their debut, make their mark here, and things have blown up. And one person I can't help but thinking about is Ray LaMontagne in 2004.
Yeah. Yeah.
And things really seem to be aligned that way for you right now.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to hear a lot more from you in the U.S. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, likewise. Thanks for having me. And yeah, I hope I can be back a lot more. You know, I love it.
Michael Kiwanuka, we appreciate it. It's WTTS from Bonnaroo.
WTTS on demand.